Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so let's get this just some weird stuff and disgusting stuff, and I'm going to try to give you a heads up with some of the things we're going to talk about. But we've always talked about etiquette and what you should and shouldn't do. A lot, Ed, you fly a ton going, you got a house in Florida, so you go back and forth. Yeah. Passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight became the arch enemy, arch being the key word here, of her fellow travelers when she grossed out the cabin by closing a window shade, you know, your little slider there, with her bare foot. She took her big toe, grabbed the little lip there, and just pulled the thing down. Could you imagine somebody, first off, I don't want to see your feet, touch your feet. I don't like feet. You and Rob have foot fetishes. You like feet. You put your feet on me. I don't want your feet to touch me. But if I'm on an airplane, do not touch my window with your hand, and definitely don't touch it with your damn feet.
Was it a woman?
It was a woman.
You said woman, right?
Yeah.
Young woman?
No, I'll pull those piggies until I crack all your knuckles. Guess which one's going to market? All of them. By the way, when you were a little kid, did you know they were killing that pig? No, you thought it was a cute little story, didn't you? Oh, this wee, wee, wee. No, that one's getting chopped up and eaten. How you like that? Sorry.
Ring Around the Rosie's pretty dark, too.
Yeah.
All those
pockets
nice
full of posies. Everybody falling down. But I nothing surprises me now, but every once in a while you get up and you look at it and go, why? Why on earth would you think that's okay? What in your life told you that that was okay?
I don't know. And it's funny you say that, though. People seem to do that a lot with window shades in airplanes. Like, they'll reach forward, and instead of asking you, like, it's next to you, and they'll just close it or open it without saying anything. I find it really odd.
If I had a window seat and anybody around me said, hey, do you mind shutting that? I'd shut it.
Me too.
Like that. Like, even if I wanted to, you know, if we were going to look at the Northern Lights traveling to, you know, Europe or something, and you could see it, and it's a night sky. Like, yeah, okay, maybe I want to leave the light, the slider up so I can see it. But, you know, if anybody asks me something politely, more than likely, there's a 99% chance I'm going to do it, unless you're just being a jackass. I just couldn't believe that someone would put their foot up there to do that.
It was a little odd.
Let's get to this one. This stuff, for the life of me, I don't get it. Guinness Book of World Records, you want to be known for something. Hey, I did this the fastest. I lifted the most of this. I jumped on a pogo stick longer than anyone else. I did more push-ups. This woman, a grandma, sets a new world record for longest fingernails after 25 years. Her fingernails are almost as tall as her. So I asked this question in the nicest possible way. She is, here, let me just say this. Her right thumb is the longest of all her individual claws, measuring at 4 feet, 6.7 inches. Her fingernails are 4 feet, 7 inches. The shortest one at 3 feet, 7 inches long. How do you get through everyday life? How do you drive a car? How do you wipe your ass? How do you eat food? Why would you go through this just to what? Say, like, it's not a good look. Her fingernails, they're painting them, but they're like brown and long. I don't.
They're disgusting.
What on earth?
They're really disgusting. Yeah.
She said, anytime I thought about cutting them off, it gave me chills. Like, I'm going through that grief all over again. I didn't want to go through it. And so I kept them. It's like keeping her close to me, talking about her fingernails. I just don't. And like the Guinness Book of World Records, who cares? They're showing one of her granddaughters painting her nails. They look like she's holding 5 walking sticks on each hand.
Yeah, they do.
That's how big they are.
Yeah.
It's like how.
I have walking sticks. They're not that big. Her nails are longer.
Can anyone answer this that has long fingernails? How do you wipe your ass?
Yeah.
Anyone?
How do you do anything? How do you eat? How do you manipulate utensils?
Maybe she uses that.
How do you write?
It just, doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this last story, which is just awful. Thanks a lot, Florida. Ed, have you ever had a three-way?
Yes.
Many times?
Yes.
I don't even want to talk about this story. Let's just talk about Ed. Name names. Who were the people that were there? No.
I was very active in my 30s instead of 20s.
I was going to ask you another question, but I won't ask this one. A Florida woman was arrested Tuesday for allegedly committing sexual acts with her ex-boyfriend and her dog.
Hmm.
Christina Kaleo, maybe, 36, willingly engaged in sexual activity with a dog on multiple occasions over the course of roughly 8 years. Her ex-lover, 39.
That's 56 in dog years.
Oof.
What's a long time.
The age difference. Her ex-lover, 39-year-old Jeffrey Springer of Largo, allegedly recorded the encounters and put them on a hard drive. The dog, which had no visible injuries, was taken to an animal hospital. Like, it's just everything about this story. Now, I know everybody wants to make jokes. I'm an animal lover. So am I. Not as much as these people, apparently. But, I mean, just how disgusting is that?
It's pretty disgusting. I can see if it happened by accident. The dog, you know, works his way into the room and sticks, you know, and then you get it, you kick him out. But I mean, to actually have him part of the, because dogs always, you know,
they're nosing around.
They're always nosing. They try to get in, you know, you're doing the deed, and they're trying to get in the room, and they know something's going on.
Do you have a problem with pets being in the room when you're having sex?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
As long, but, you know, as long as they stay on the floor.
The pets or the?
The pets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, I'd like to know. It would even make this weirder, but I wonder what kind of dog it was. Like, to me, it's even more horrible if it's a little breed you took advantage of.
Oh, God. This is I don't even look. I like to talk about things. I don't know where to go with this because there is a part of me that wants to make some really awful jokes, and the other part of me going, I just want this woman to go to jail for the rest of her life. She's just disgusting. You're a disgusting human being. I want to punch her ex-boyfriend right in his dumb face. I mean, this is...
I can see if it happened once, but to do it, like, repeatedly over the years and record it's
and
just disgusting.
I can't even look at you, man. You ever had a dog sneak in the room and...
Yes!
And start
you never had?
Room?
Ever?
No.
Oh, come on.
I lock my dog up.
What if it wasn't your dog? You're in someone else's house.
That's a different story. No, that's not a different
story.
It's
like, story. You know, does your dog bite? You get bitten. You said your dog didn't bite. It's not my dog.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get away from this story. I thought I wanted to do this, and then after I started, I was like, I don't want to talk about people in a relationship with a dog. Just nothing surprises you anymore. That's the world of stupid. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. We're going to talk some Orioles here. We got some people on hold. We'll get the update from the yard. Elias said starting this winter, the team will go after free agent players. If you're the O's front office, which positions are you targeting? What would you like to see them do? And if you want to talk Orioles, 410-583-1057.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, we're going to hear from Mike Elias. One of the things I said, and we'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. One of the things I was talking about that got me excited when he spoke, he was talking about what they were going to do during the offseason. Here, listen to this real quick.
I'm so pleased and proud of where this team is at and where this organization is at. I mean, I can't imagine a healthier spot than we're in right now with this young group playing the way they're playing, pitching the way that we're pitching. The farm system that we have, we've got six top 100 prospects, arguably. We've got a deep system. It just got deeper, especially on the pitching side the last couple of days. We've got a scouting and player development and coaching apparatus that is humming. We've got a lot going for us, and this is a big plan to keep this organization very healthy. And while I'm super excited about 2022 and what's ahead of us and our chances, we're going to continue with the plan of building for this a bright, long future in the American League East. And I think we're right there. I think that it's liftoff from here for this team.
So how does that make you feel? I loved hearing that quote specifically. It's liftoff for this team.
Me too.
Followed by all the other stuff that he said.
No, it sounded great. Actually, it's liftoff for this team. And it's kind of what we talked about earlier, where the fact that they held on to Santander, they did bring up Adley Rutschman. To me, it sounds like it's takeoff. It's liftoff. Now they're really, this team is talented. There's more talent coming through the pipeline from the minor leagues. I think they're ready. They're ready to start, you know, building a real competitive team.
Here's a list of names that will be available. Could be available, I should say, because teams could sign them to extensions. It's interesting enough that the Dodgers are paying David Price $32 million this year. He's not doing anything for him. Nolan Arenado, David Price, Chris Sale, Jacob deGrom, Carlos Rodon, J.D. Martinez, Trey Turner, Noah Syndergaard, Charlie Morton, Aaron Judge, Brandon Belt, Charlie Blackman, Adam Wainwright, Nathan Eovaldi. I guess I should focus more on some of these pitchers. Clayton Kershaw. Those are the names that could be available, along with guys in the bullpen like Aroldis Chapman, Kenley Jansen. You got relief pitcher Will Smith. Zach Britton will be available again, although he hasn't been. Aaron Nola is an interesting name. You fully expect a lot of the teams to be in on their guys and re-sign them. Trey Turner's arguably, he might be the best hitter to come out next year from just a pure hitting standpoint. Power-wise, you're going to look at guys like Aaron Judge, but we'll see what their teams do for him. But had a call that wanted to get in here. What's up, Ben? Ben in Worcester. Let's get to him. He wants to talk about Vavra and what he's seen.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, man?
Good morning. I want to talk about one of the newest Orioles, and that's this kid, Terran Vavra. Now, he was a third-round pick with the Rockies in 18. The reason he didn't go first or second, according to Jimmy Chipman, who drafted him, I believe, was the fact that his glove was somewhat suspect. Now, I think that he has the potential to be the next 300 hitter. He has no holes in his swing, this kid. It's a level swing. There is no movement in his legs. If you watch, next time you guys watch him, watch the way his body language is at the plate. Now, where is he going to play? That's a good question. I would say at the moment right now they're going to have to DH him. Eventually, I think he could play against lefties. Now, I don't know how he hits lefties, but I can tell you this. This kid is his plate discipline, and he is sound. He's fundamentally sound, and I just think that Trey is going to be missed, but I think that this kid here is going to do a good job, even a better job. And a lot of people are going to say I'm crazy, but I really believe that this kid is potentially the next 300 hitter.
But Ben, let me ask you a question before we hang up. If you think he's the next 300 hitter, why did you make him sound like a situational player hitting against lefties?
Well, because I don't know. I don't have anything. I have not much to go on, Ed, about him hitting against lefties. Now, if I could see a little bit more, I'm just saying that he has no holes in his swing. It's a level,
right.
It's a compact swing, Ed. And I just want you, next time he the next game, Friday night, if he's in the lineup, to just watch him.
Appreciate the phone call, Ben. Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of guys, when they're getting their first opportunity really at the major league level, you'll see them situationally hit against, you know, left-handed bats hitting against mm-hmm. right-handed pitching. Same thing with, you know, vice versa. And we've often talked about when Buck was here, when he would play the left-right matchup. Some guys believe in it way more, especially lefty-lefty,
mm-hmm.
than others. But you do have weird situations where, like Kevin Gausman was a reverse splits guy, where righties actually hit him better than lefties. There are those rare occasions that happens, but yeah.
My point is, you know, there's more right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching.
Yes.
So if the guy's so good, how good is he going to be if he's just getting left-handed pitching?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was going with the question.
Trust me, I get that. I mean, Ben's fairly high on him. We just need to see more. Yeah. He's looked good thus far, but still need to see more of him. I think that's the big part. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. He's got a question. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, man, good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. The Orioles continue to win with 3 in a row. Is this show we made the right moves at the deadline? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Look, I think that, so I'm not going to, I think they made the right moves even if they lost the last three. The way I look at this season is I think you're grateful for how things have gone. But ultimately, I don't have expectations for them. I'm just enjoying the ride. Wherever they go, if they miss the playoffs, so be it. But I'm just happy that we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with this rebuild because God knows, Ed, we've been doing this through the entire rebuild, coming on, talking sports, and people wanted the rebuild. As soon as we get into it, it's like, why aren't we spending money? Why aren't we doing this? It's all part of that process that you have to understand. And I think everything that Mike Elias has told us has virtually come true. You know, they're involved in the international market. They're scouting better. They're drafting better. They're, players, they're developing them. And, you know, how many guys have we seen leave this team, go on to have success elsewhere? Like, and even, we heard for years, Jake Arrieta had the best stuff of all the starting pitchers, even though he was, a fifth-round pick. And you go, really? He's got an ERA that's almost 6. And all of a sudden he goes to Chicago and he wins a damn Cy Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were right. He did have great stuff. We just weren't developing him the mm-hmm. right way. And I think we ruined Gausman by sending him down, bringing him back up, sending him down. And, you know, and he's finally figured it out after going to the National League. And now he's back being
Arrieta, he's up the side. Wouldn't let him throw a cutter?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the big issue?
Well, with Arrieta. Arrieta was pissed they wouldn't let him throw a cutter. He goes to Chicago, wins him a Cy Young.
Right.
So, you know, I just think that I trust this front office. I trust the group that we have. And seeing where we're at now, I'd love hearing that he's saying, hey, it's going to be liftoff in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I read you the names. Not that all these guys are going to be available, and some of which you wouldn't even want. Like, falling in love with a Jacob DeGrom. I don't even know that I could pay Jacob DeGrom with his injury history, although mm-hmm. I love him. Yeah, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
But, that to me, that's a risky signing.
Yeah. You know? That's another one. Stats don't lie. He is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah. It's just there's no question how dominant he is. He's just got to stay healthy. And if he and Max Scherzer stay healthy, I know a lot of Mets fans were upset they didn't make big splashes at the trade deadline. But let's be honest. If those two cats come back, along with Bassett, the way that
Taiwan Walker's
been pitching,
yeah.
I mean, you've got to be ecstatic. And plus, Edwin Diaz has finally figured it out in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
He's on pace to break the strikeout per 9-inning record in Major League Baseball history. So it's pretty impressive. All right. Got plenty more that we're going to talk about. We'll continue to take some more phone calls. We got shovels at 8:45. I've got a doozy for you, and I know Ed's got a good one as well. But we're going to talk to Mike Bordick next. We'll get his thoughts on how the Orioles are playing, the trades that they made, the direction they're going in, see what he thinks. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Still talking birds. We're going to talk some Orioles here. We bring in Mike Bordick. Since we hadn't talked to you since it all went down, let's get your thoughts on what happened during the trade deadline with Mancini going to Houston, hit his first homer in his first game as an Astro yesterday, and then, of course, Lopez going to the Twins, and in the minor deal that they made for our favorite player, cash considerations going to Tampa for Brett Phillips.
Oh, you know, Trey Mancini, obviously one of the sentimental favorites for the Orioles, and certainly is going to be missed by his teammates, even though they've responded very well, you know, the last few games against the Rangers. But, you know, tough on the fan base, especially being so close to the postseason to lose two of their best players and most endeared players. It's really hard for the fan base, especially, and even the players in the clubhouse. So, yeah, a tough time, but I think when you step back and look at it from a more professional standpoint, you know, Mike Elias is still able to build up the organization. The minor leagues continue to get depth and get stronger, which in the long run will aid and help with the sustainability of, you know, a successful and hopefully playoff-bound team every year.
You were in a similar situation. I just wonder what your thoughts are. Like, people are lamenting this Mancini trade. He's going to a team that went to the World Series 3 of the last 5 years. They're going to the playoffs this year. When you were traded to the Mets, didn't you play in the Subway Series?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean,
absolutely.
Did that take some? Go ahead. I said, does that take some of the sting out of getting traded, or the feelings?
Absolutely, it did. And you know, initially, I think everybody likes to stay in their hometown and want to try to bring a winner. I certainly did. I thought we always had great teams there, the back end of the '90s, and unfortunately, just really underachieved and couldn't quite get over the hump. Obviously, the Yankees were, you know, in the midst of their dynasty run, but. Yeah, going to the Mets, are you kidding me? To all of a sudden be thrust into the postseason possibility and to be on a team that was hungry to make it back. They had a strong year the year before. So, yeah, it was exciting and an incredible thrill to be a part of that. Ultimately, you know, that's every player's goal and dream, is to be able to make it to the World Series, have an opportunity to win and put a ring on their finger. Now, I never got to go to a couple World Series, never put the big World Series ring on, but won a couple league championships, and it's just an incredible thrill. It's what baseball, Major League Baseball, is really all about, to have those opportunities to play against the best and try to go all the way.
What is it, talking to Mike Bordick here on the Big Bad Morning Show, what does it say about the team that after this happens, they go into Texas and sweep the Rangers, and now you got the Pirates coming in? After that, though, it is a lot of very tough AL East games coming up against what, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays. There's a lot mixed in there, and I think it's 17 straight days with games.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough stretch for sure. I know one thing. I know that the players have one thing on their mind, and that is to continue to keep the chemistry going, even though, you know, Trey and Lopi were probably the two biggest pieces of this incredible team chemistry they had created. But I think their legacies, you know, as being part of this organization through the toughest times, you know, really dark days for the organization, and then to pull them up and re-energize the fan base to get this team to really start believing in themselves, I think these guys are going to try to keep that torch burning and go forward with it. I think, you know, they were both great examples, incredible leaders for so many of the young players that have had opportunities. And I think these guys really, you know, have taken that to heart. And hopefully they can continue to run with it and continue to keep the fan base energized with, you know, the hope of a promising future days, you know, for the Orioles organization.
Do you read, personally, I look at the fact that they brought Adley Rutschman up, and he's now looking like what we thought he was going to be, looking pretty damn good. And then by not trading Santander, is this any kind of indication that maybe there's light at the end of this tunnel? As you said, it's time for liftoff by not, you know, letting Santander go?
I still think that the Orioles, some of the players that are still on the Major League roster, mm-hmm. I guarantee you that everybody was pushed forward and said, what are you going to give us for our high-value guys? Because there were a lot of Orioles right now that have sustained high value, I think, and Santander certainly one of them. And, you know, he's going to be asking for or going to be getting more next year. So I think still the ability to control salaries to some degree, I think, is a priority. I think the off-season players are still going to get moved, I think, just for cost-cutting reasons and to continue to stockpile, you know, prospects in the minor leagues. Because I think, as we all know, even in Buck Showalter's era, the reason that the Orioles organization got depleted, why they weren't able to sustain playoff runs, is because they lost all their blue chip pieces in the minor leagues. The more prospects and top, you know, Baseball America prospects that they can keep in the minor leagues, the more willing the other teams are going to be able to make these big blockbuster trades, and the Orioles are going to be able to land top free agents and top players down the road to help them really get more into the positive winning kind of atmosphere. And I think the ability to compete more, you know, with the Yankees and the Astros down the road.
So, Mike, when do we get to hear you next on Baltimore Baseball Tonight?
Oh, my God. It's been like months since I've been on. Monday. Back on Monday. I can't wait. I've been on at the bit. Especially right now, you know, what are the Orioles, a game and a half out of the wild card? Are you kidding me? Yeah. And I'm excited to see, you know, some of these players that are going to potentially be called up, kind of help them. I love how the young pitchers have been kind of stepping up as well. Hey, it's just a fun team to watch, and it seems like every night a different hero. Obviously, the big game from McKenna. Mateo has been outstanding, you know, since the break. So, you know, a lot of promise, a lot of optimism for the future. And they're playing a great brand of baseball. Who wouldn't want to watch and talk about the Orioles?
Mike, good stuff as always, man. Look forward to talking to you down the line.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Mike Bordick there. We've got Jonah Schaefer coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk some Ravens with him. But Shovels are up next. You want to give us a tease for yours, Ed?
Yes. I want to talk about the worst excuse for murder that you're going to hear.
This should be good. I've got a good one for you as well. We'll get into that. That's coming up next, and we'll take your phone calls. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan. Time for Shovels. You want to give one, 410-583-1057. We started off with Ed Norris.
Well, by now, I'm sure most of the people in this country have heard about the McDonald's worker in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn. In Bed-Stuy, he was shot to death. Shot a 23-year-old worker outside the restaurant. It's a terrible story. Terrible story. I mean, this is as crazy as it can be. And the argument was over a hot French fry. So Michael Morgan was charged with, you know, attempted murder as he shot the 23-year-old worker outside McDonald's. But it's what makes it worse is how twisted people can be. You got this guy. First of all, his guy's in there with his girlfriend, right? His name's Michael Morgan. Camelia Dunlap is his girlfriend. She's carrying the gun. She hands him the gun. They get into an argument about fries. This is her argument. She says, give people the ask for, I want some hot fries. I want hot fries. So she went back. Basically, they had a dispute at a fast food restaurant, McDonald's. The sad part is, what happens, obviously, is that, you know, Morgan opens fire. On the worker, and it's what's really disturbing to me is the incident itself. First of all, this guy's wanted for another shooting. Once the police arrested him here, he's wanted for a shooting that took place a few years ago, so they got him for that too. And I just floored by what a relative said. Basically, the grandmother says this. The grandmother, Deborah Dunlap, said the altercation wouldn't have happened if they gave her granddaughter hot French fries. So the granddaughter, who is carrying the pistol for her boyfriend, hands him the gun because she didn't get hot fries, was unhappy with the way she was treated at McDonald's. The boyfriend shoots the McDonald's worker, and the grandmother says they should have just gave her hot french fries. Nothing to do with the granddaughter carrying a gun at 18 years old, an illegal pistol, with a boyfriend that apparently shoots people all the time. They should have given her hot fries. Like, how? The more I see, the less I understand in life. Like, how can this woman, who is, by the way, 66 years old, she's been around the block. This is your wisdom at this advanced age?
She's not wrong, though.
No. Yeah.
But also, let's say if your granddaughter didn't hand over a gun, or if they act like human beings, you know, they should have gotten hot fries. I agree with them. But it's not, it doesn't give you the right to pull out a gun and kill someone because you didn't get hot fries. They don't, it doesn't make any damn sense. You got to love when people say stuff like that, Ed.
That's just that one. And she took a photo. So she, you know, this picture of her, you know. I just shake my head at folks now. I really do. Just shake my they become so numb to violence and gun violence in particular that they just can come up with something like this. The father actually had the girl's father had a different statement. He says she's got to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
So he had no sympathy for his daughter. The grandmother, on the other hand, said they should have gave her hot fries.
It's all over hot fries. Can you imagine that? You live your life, you died over french fries from McDonald's.
Yep. Now, Matthew Webb was the McDonald's worker who was shot. I should mention his name and not make him anonymous.
Unbelievable. Well, let me give you my shovel, because I actually think mine's worse than yours, and nobody died. mine goes to... I don't know if Joe can see over my shoulder. Mine goes to Sammy Jo Haleford. She's 27 from Grimsby. Joe, can you see over my shoulder what she looks like? She is known for having the world's largest eyebrows, or Britain's biggest eyebrows. She draws them on using liquid eyeliner, hits back at fake and brainwashed people who criticize her unorthodox look. As somebody pointed out once I shared this on Twitter, she looks like a damn juggalo. It's so ridiculous. It's like, what would you say, 2.5, maybe 2 inches of eyebrows that are painted on. She looks like a cartoon, like, character.
She's a wrestler. Like, I feel like...
She looks like Groucho Marx.
Yeah. Yes, except the mustache went up to...
Yeah.
But the other thing...
But he painted all that on. He painted his eyebrows and mustache on, too.
The other thing she does is she takes that lip liner, like black lip liner around her lips. She's not coloring in her lips. She's just running a line around it to outline them with her big-ass eyebrows. And you know, she's got those... the London teeth. I think there's a lot of Brits where... What is it with the... Like, they did it in Austin Powers where they talked about the teeth.
They ate a lot of candy.
Is that what it is?
I mean, the tea.
What?
Tea, also.
Is it tea that... Well, her tooth is, like, sideways. It's the wrong way.
I thought you meant, like, just the coloration and...
Oh, the coloration of the teeth.
It's well, like, I mean, I don't know why dental care is so bad, but...
Yeah.
It's just... Whatever.
Is it not included in the health care? Because like I was laughing about the Cockney accent, like how Adele can sing like an angel, and then she gets up there and she wins a Grammy and she's like, thank you for this award, it means the world to me. What? How does that sound come out of your mouth when you sound like an angel when you're singing? Doesn't make any sense.
You ever heard Jim Nabors?
Oh yeah, he starts singing. Well, golly. Sammy Joe added, the beauty industry aims to steal your money and make people mentally ill. What a ridiculously terrible looking person. And she might like be a halfway decent looking girl. She's got 3-inch eyebrows. They're painted on. They're not, it's not like, you know, Anthony Davis.
That's a unibrow.
Yeah, he has an actual unibrow and he's embraced it, which I think is stupid too. Just shave a line in the middle. I get my 4 or 5 hairs right there between my eyes where I'm like, damn it, is it trying to form a unibrow? And I bet if I make it to 60 or 70, I stop giving a rat's ass and I look ridiculous. Even more ridiculous than I look now. But the one thing I'll know for certain is I'll never paint on gigantic eyebrows to make a statement.
She looks ridiculous.
It's just so ridiculous. Absurd. If you want to see it, at JeremyCon1057.
I was scared when you first showed me. I thought she had him tattooed on that big.
You're right about the Groucho Marx.
Oh, I mean... Look at him. He looks just like her. Have you ever seen them in the same room?
It's so ridiculous. Anyway, that's your those are your shovels. All right, for the final hour here, coming up next, Jonah Schaefer joins us. Going to talk to him about the Ravens, get into that. We've got the Daily Line coming up as well. We'll find out who Jonas likes and what he's seen at camp thus far, see if anybody's standing out in his mind. Talk about that, Lamar, of course, and everything else that goes along with the Ravens. That's coming up next right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.